Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Choosing the Lamb's wrath or the Lamb's love, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? Revelation 6:16-17. By nature, lambs are among the gentlest of creatures. How then is it possible that men and women flee in terror from the wrath of the Lamb? It's not a pleasant picture, but as H.A. Ironside explains, the imagery is painfully appropriate. Walk with H.A. Ironside, a Canadian-born traveling preacher and prolific commentator in the 1900s. In that day, there shall dawn upon multitudes the realization that the Lamb of God, whom they had rejected, and whose gentle rule they had spurned, has visited their sins upon their own heads. Yet we read of no repentance, no true turning to God or trusting his Christ, just an awful realization that it is the rejected Lamb whom they must face, and whose wrath they cannot escape. Notice the solemnity of the expression, the wrath of the Lamb. We are not accustomed to linking the thought of wrath with the Lamb, which has always been the symbol of gentleness. But there is a terrible truth involved in this, nevertheless. For if the grace of the Lamb of God is rejected, his indignation and wrath must be faced. It cannot be otherwise. But now, grace is still reigning through righteousness, and a just God waits in loving kindness to be the justifier of everyone who believes in Jesus. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 6.
Revelation 6. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say, in a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown. And he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine." When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed, just as they had been. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth. as figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can withstand it?"
When confronted with your own sinfulness, you can respond in one of two ways. One, seek to remove the symptoms, even in such radical ways as asking mountains to fall on you. Two, follow God's solution. The blood of the Lamb will either be the covering or the condemnation for your sins. Choose carefully your way of escape, and choose quickly. Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.